Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day and happy last chapel before spring break. Who's going somewhere? Some of you may not know this, but this is my lovely and beloved wife, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello. Something happened to us about 7 months ago. We were living this life in Holland, nightlife, we were dancing every time, it was the good life in all ways. Our time was our own, there was a sense of expansive freedom, and we were never more in love. And then something happened. This happened. Trigvi happened in our little life, and nothing's quite been the same again. Today's chapel is entitled Testimony of First-Year Parents. We thought that before we all launched off into spring break, we'd just give a little update on our life. Right, yeah. This is basically all we do now. It's like, what's the kid doing? But we wanted to just share a few things that God has been teaching us over the year, if it's okay with you. So this chapel is less a sermon, more just a little sharing from our hearts about some of the things that we've wrestled with, we're thinking about, we're trying to live into together, both as parents and in our marriage as well.
We thought we would share a scripture that's become very meaningful to us. Actually, we first memorized it when we were dating, and church, as a great memorizer of scripture, said, let's memorize 1 Corinthians 13. I thought, oh, how romantic. I wasn't really naive about marriage fully, because we got married a bit later, so we'd seen friends wrestle with the reality of what love entails. But I would say that in the context of parenthood, this passage has taken on a whole new meaning. So we're going to read a short excerpt. Today, love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice in wrongdoing but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I think probably Little Turk had been in our lives for 3 days when we each independently realized we need to re-memorize this passage. I've always known that I'm not a patient person, but when this little guy would scream and not stop, I saw depths of impatience that I had never before encountered, and the reality of grace and forgiveness came to light in new ways. So this passage has become very meaningful as we try to recite to ourselves in the middle of the night, love is patient, love is patient, love is patient.
There'll be times like I wake up like 2 a.m. and I just hear from the other room, love is patient. And I know that he can't speak yet, so I know that it's Kristen. Yeah.
He is a really good child. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't mean to suggest otherwise.
This kid's going to have a complex, I'll tell you what. Another thing we've been learning is, you know, in that scripture, it bears all things. It believes all things, hopes all things. There's a sense of sharing in life. And, you know, Little Trig and I share a name. But one of the things that Kristen and I have been trying to share with Trigvi is his sense of discovery. Every single day for him is something new. Every single day he's got a new trick, or he's noticing something different in the house. And I think, what a wonderful way to live, that he gets up every day and he knows that there's going to be a sense of discovery. And I think about that for you, and I think about that for me, that we're at this wonderful place, Hope College, where there is space and time to discover all of these wonders of creation. It seems to me that's part of what a liberal art education is about, that sense of raw discovery and wonder, just like a child. And something that Kristen and I are trying to live more faithfully into in our marriage as parents is that being open to be surprised, to maybe notice things we haven't noticed about each other or about our community, and that we could live into something new, to be open to the new. Every day, little Trigvi is open to the new, and he expects it and anticipates it. And I don't know if you ever feel this way coming out of winter, is that you kind of get in your little rut, your little furrow, and sometimes that's what we need to do. But Trigvi is reminding us that we need to keep our head up and be open to new things God wants to maybe teach us. And I know a lot of you are heading out on spring break, and you're going to be casting north and south and east and west, but maybe go out into spring break with a sense of discovery, maybe a new relationship or a conversation, or rediscovering life in a new kind of way could be reinvigorating. And that's one of the things that Trigvi's teaching us.
More concretely, it helped my long-term, I can't think of the right word right now, but basically this Trig had never ice skated before.
Yeah.
So in the spirit of newness, over winter break, he ice skated for the first time in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah, good times.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
Right in time for the Winter Olympics, so
yeah,
we were feeling right in tune with all the Olympic speed
right
skaters. Also, in 1 Corinthians, we are told that love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. On Sunday night, John Brown preached, and one of the refrains he helped us to get in our heads was, "My child, when sinners entice you, do not consent." And I had been thinking about this anyway, but that kind of crystallized some thoughts for me, that this little guy is very active. He is into everything. And I can put him in a room and be sure I've covered every possible thing he should not have. And he can find the one thing that is dangerous, especially power cords are his specialty. And I will swear to you that I have them all blocked off, and he'll get around a hamper, behind things, and find that cord. And he doesn't know it's bad for him, right? He just thinks it looks fun. And I've been pondering on the parallels between that and our own lives and the things that we look at and we think, they look fun, they don't look harmful. Why can't we do that? Why should we pause? And as a little guy, he doesn't even know yet, but he needs to trust us that some things are not good for him, even though he thinks they look like fun. So especially, I think, in light of spring break, even maybe St. Patrick's Day tonight, and really all the general temptations of life, remember, power cords are not good for you. There may be things that look really fun in the moment, but perhaps God does know best, and there are reasons he gives us some guidelines and suggests that we not consent when things entice us.
Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. The last 7 months has been really rich for Chris and I, but it hasn't been easy. There's a lot of demands on our life and our time, and having a baby into that is completely dependent upon you. It's easy, as Kristen said before, to be impatient with each other, with him, with the limits that we have. And one of the things that we're trying to live into is not to insist on our own way. Hey, buddy. You know, I guess one of the things we're learning in our marriage is that it changes. And there needs to be room for it to change as life expands and new people are added. Your heart gets a little bigger. But it isn't the same way that it was a year ago or 2 years ago, and that's okay. But to make sure that we're living in such a way that we don't necessarily always insist on our way, on my way. I need this right now. Well, that's irrelevant to the little man. He needs something else right now. And love is learning how to not insist on our own way all the time. I mean, sometimes, like, if you get engaged, you'll be encouraged to do, like, a premarital counseling. We've pretty much discovered that we need post-child counseling. That the kind of patterns that we set in kind of our marriage, communication habits, well, when you add another person into that, all of that starts to change. And maybe assumptions that we had about parenting or about what we want that we think the other person knows doesn't really know. And so we've had to learn not to insist on our own way, but to be much more faithful in our communication. And I think that that is true for all relationships, whether you're a parent or in a marriage or it's a best friend, but not always to have to insist on your own way. He hasn't learned that yet. He's still insisting most on his own way. But we want to model a kind of life that is loving in a way that is, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm done.
Yes, we would like to eat the paper. It's true. Did you talk about limits and setting no?
No.
Yes. Another challenge for us, which has always been a challenge for me in particular, is saying no, because there are so many great things to discover and enjoy. And as Trig has said before, probably in this space, sometimes we have to say no to good things so we can say yes to the best things. So we have had to learn how to say no, both to the little guy and some things he wants,
all right.
And also the invitations that we get.
Hey, little man.
So that's, we're in a process of discernment too about how life shifts and how to prioritize family and things that are going to be best while also being actively involved and loving our community and our church life and our callings here at Hope. So that's another part of our journey. Love bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, and endures all things. Another thing that we really learned is that to bear all things, we really do need each other. We could not have survived up to this point without the help of other people, especially my parents, who brought the little guy here today, who spent a lot of time watching him and caring for him so that we can do more things around here. Also, other young parents, friends that we can call on and rely on. I can remember the first week calling about 6 different people. He won't sleep. He won't eat. What did you do? What should I do? And feeling so much comfort in the stories of others and in their counsel. I can remember being in Target and calling my sister-in-law and saying, oh my gosh, there are 35 different kinds of bottles. What do I do? And, you know, in those very concrete ways, needing the help of others and knowing it's there to be found. More recently, one of our great babysitters here at Hope, Courtney Blackwell, has taught me how to drain the mucus from his nose.
These are important things.
Cold, so he can breathe and sleep. Little things and big things. When we had him baptized, the gifts that came from friends, these are things we do with our children. These are prayers we read and books that are helping us to nurture our child in the faith. It's been such a meaningful reminder that we are not in this alone, that we have the gift of doing this, raising this child as part of the body of Christ, and that we are brothers and sisters together in Christ so we can raise him as a family.
And we want to just close today just saying thank you to you. You're part of our body of Christ, and many of you have come up to us and said you were praying for us and have been praying for us, and we just want to say thank you. We don't know what we're doing, obviously, most of the time, but we do know that we have a community and that you're our people, and we want to say thank you for all of the prayers and support. You know, this is a little bit of our testimony, some things that we're learning, but you have a testimony. We're heading off into spring break, and when we get back, we've got 5 weeks left, which is a means that when we come back, we're going to be saying goodbye soon, and it's important to try to end well. And I think one of the ways we could end well is for each of you to think about what your testimony is this year. What have you been learning? And find a friend or a family member, and to share that testimony with each other. To allow space for God to be teaching you things, but to then give yourself permission to speak that out. So as you head into spring break, may you share your testimonies with each other. Yeah? Did you want to share one? Okay. My friends, we love you. Let me pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of life. We thank you that you have given us a body to learn from and to lean into. We thank you for your patience that is always kind, that is never envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. We thank you, Lord, that you are never insisting on your own way, but that you continue to speak to us, to keep us from the power cords, and to give us a people that will love us. So thank you. Protect each one as they head out to spring break, and bring back each person safely. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everyone said, amen. Go in peace, my friends. Hey, buddy.